It was a long day.
And I'm excited for him.
And he's excited too. There he is in his Minnesota Vikings purple hat.
Being the last pick of the first round, pretty much waiting there the whole night. I didn't get out of that room until about 11:45 that night. So it was a long night, but I'm glad I was able to experience it, and, you know, not only for myself, but with my family.
I was back at the farm with my family, enjoying it with family and friends, close friends, and just something that we'll all remember. You know, we had a big party afterwards, and everybody was really excited to be there and be a part of it. And just to be drafted to a local team, too, was so exciting. I think everybody had so much excitement, knowing they'll be able to come, you know, watch me play. And
Process of being drafted. Not too many people are able to sit there in that green room and meet the commissioner and shake his hand when your name is called. Another moment, best moment of my life.
The only bar at Slippery Rock, we had a big party, family, friends, coaches, half the school it seemed like it was there to celebrate with me.
I remember being ticked off that I wasn't drafted on day one, and then I remember things moving fast and furious on day two, and I got taken off the board quickly, and I just remember thinking to myself that all the work that I had put in, it finally paid off, but I wasn't finished there.
I got the phone call from a Minnesota area code, and they were in it, but they were not in the top one or two. I thought that, they were going to stick with the option that they had at that time, but, they always tell you that the more you know going into the draft, the less you actually know, so.
I remember being drafted third round, getting the call, and, just remembering, all the emotions that went through me and all the hard work that I had put in and really had paid off, so that's what I remember about it.
Draft day, New York. Obviously, I had to go to the hospital because I got so sick. I lost like 20 pounds, missed out on a lot of the activities. So that's what I remember about New York, but finally the draft day was there. I was feeling a lot better and, kind of just anxious in the back room.
I went fourth round. I thought I was going to go a little higher, but, I'm a true believer that everything happens for a reason, and I'm here now, and everything's going good, but it was stressful, man. I was crying, I was going through all a range of emotions, but and it is what don't kill you makes you stronger, and it didn't kill me, and I just kept on fighting, and now I'm here.
It's kind of a long night.
The ability is all there, the toughness is there, the instincts, he checks all those boxes, Rich.
I just remember it being a great experience. It was really surreal, so I really didn't, know how to act or, what to do just because I couldn't really believe my name was called. But I tried my best to keep my composure and, not trip going on stage.
Yeah, being drafted on the same team as Anthony Barr, that was crazy. It kind of sunk in probably 10 seconds after I got drafted, obviously the initial excitement and things like that. But then I realized, this is cool. I get to play with my teammate, my former teammate, one of my good friends, and it was an awesome feeling. It was crazy.
Okay, look, I never talked about the draft day, but we're gonna go back into the details. Have everybody come in, press on your shirts, have your new socks, your new drawers on, man, fresh tuxedo. I was the cleanest one in the draft. Got to the draft, whatever, got out the car, everybody taking pictures of me. Everybody taking pictures. I felt like I was the flyest. So Coach Stewart, he told me he was going to get me, but.
Yeah, Minnesota Vikings talked to you 2 days ago, and, man, I thought this would happen. And again, congratulations. Glad to have you.
It was getting to the haywire, and he didn't get me, but, he was a man of his word, and, he picked me up.